For several years, World Trade Organization member states have struggled to overcome their differences during negotiations for the Doha Development Round, a pact that would see rich nations sacrifice their agricultural subsidies and import tariffs in exchange for more access to markets in developing nations. Negotiations on the agreement collapsed in July last year after India and the United States clashed over the capacity of poor nations to raise tariffs and protect vulnerable industries when agricultural imports surged. The 19-member Cairns Group, which accounts for 25% of the world's agricultural trade, met Tuesday on the Indonesian island of Bali. Representatives from India, the United States and other WTO states reunited, committing to return once again to the negotiating table. Speaking at the conclusion of the Bali meeting, WTO Director General Pascal Lamy said India and the United States gave a clear signal that they wanted to get things up. Lamy said he is hopeful the round could be concluded sometime in 2010. But just how the differences between developed and developing nations will be overcome was not on the agenda. Indonesian Director General of International Trade, Gusmadi Bustami, says that will be for later meetings in Geneva.
In Bali, we are all showing the flexibilities and we should focus on the discussion in Geneva. We are not going into detail there, but we are just discussing where we are now and what we are going to do next, and so on. So we are not discussing issue by issue.
Some member states express concern at the recent EU and US decision to reintroduce dairy export subsidies. They warned that countries should do their utmost to avoid protectionist policies in response to the global financial crisis. The Doha Development Round began in Qatar in 2001 with the goal of scrapping trade barriers and subsidies, particularly in agriculture, by 2013. Talks will resume when WTO members meet in Geneva later this year. Katie Heyman for VOA News, Jakarta.